You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The AA monitors the fluctuations of the cost of petrol in New Zealand. This month, they say the national cost of petrol has risen 5 cents per litre to $2.08, despite no increase in commodity prices or a drop in the exchange rate. So why might this be, and what are the effects of this? I spoke to the AA Petrol Watch spokesperson, Mark Stockdale, about this, and started by asking him why the AA are alarmed about the increase.
Well, what we saw during January was that the national price of fuel rose by a total of 5 cents per litre. The AA monitors commodity price movements, exchange rates, those sorts of things. Those are the things that usually lead to an increase in fuel prices. But our monitoring showed that on this occasion, that didn't happen. In fact, the commodity price fell slightly and the exchange rate actually went up. And both of those things are good. And if anything, that means the price should have been coming down, not going up. And instead, they put the price up 5 cents. And we just don't understand what is the reason for that 5 cent increase. So the AA is asking fuel companies to explain to motorists why they felt the need to put prices up 5 cents.
Are you suspicious of any sort of particular reason why they might have done this?
Yes, we do have our suspicions, and I think we've got to acknowledge that there has been some very substantial price discounting going on around New Zealand. That's not new; that's been going on for quite a few years. But certainly over the Christmas New Year break, there's been some really substantial discounting, and we've heard of prices being more than 40 cents below that national price. The money for those discounts has to be funded from somewhere. At the prices that they're actually charging, in some cases they're selling that fuel at or below cost. So in order for them to sell at that price, they may have to make that up by charging a higher price in other parts of the country. So there's a bit of a cross-subsidy going on. And we think that might be one of the reasons for that 5 cent increase. That's our suspicion. We want the fuel companies to actually confirm whether that's the case or not. Certainly that cross-subsidy is the reason why margins have been climbing over the last few years, and we think it's due, it also explains that 5 cent increase. But let's hear it from the fuel companies.
In terms of figures, what are the sort of disparities between how much people are paying, and like where do those disparities sort of lie? Like where are people paying more and where are people paying less?
Sure. Well, as I say, we have this thing that we call the national fuel price, which is, I guess, what the national fuel companies, the big brands that operate throughout the country, that's probably the price that they'd prefer to charge, if they could get away with it. But then they have, these smaller competing brands like Gull, who have lower overheads because a lot of their service stations are unmanned, so they're saving money by not employing staff. And they don't operate nationally. They only operate in the North Island. So the areas where prices are a lot lower due to the effect of having a low-cost operator like Gull dragging prices down, those are places like Northland, Auckland, Waikato, Bay of Plenty, Hawke's Bay, and as far south as Levin and Masterton. They've even just recently gone into Taranaki, so quite a lot of the North Island is benefiting from much lower fuel prices. The areas that are missing out are Wellington and all of the South Island. They don't benefit from that sort of price competition because there isn't a Gull going in there opening unmanned service stations and charging lower prices and forcing the other brands to then match those lower prices in those neighbourhoods. There is some price competition in Wellington and the South Island, so there is some competition, it does exist, but it's just not as widespread as in the North Island.
Right, I see. So they're kind of doing it to compete with those other sort of low-cost providers in places like Auckland and Northland. Or how would you respond to the argument that they're just, being business savvy, that they're doing this so that they can be competitive?
Well, I think that is one of the explanations. That's perfectly legitimate. That's a normal, healthy reaction to a free market. That is how other businesses would operate. It's not just a fuel company thing. We know that motorists are confused about fuel prices. The AA has surveyed its members, and they just don't understand why prices vary by 40 cents a litre or more in some places. They're suspicious of how much money the fuel companies are making. They think they're making large profits. profits. If they can sell fuel at $1.60 something in one place, they think they're making money on that, and then they see that they're selling fuel elsewhere at $2.09. They think they're making tons of money on that. So the public are confused and suspicious, and that is why the AEA says that the fuel companies need to do a better job of explaining why their prices vary so much, why they set the prices that they set in different parts of the country, how the market works, how it is that they're responding to competition, and how they're actually selling fuel at those low prices. You know, tell the public, are they actually making money when they sell fuel at that price or not? And if they're not making money, explain to the public how it is that they can afford to sell fuel at those prices, i.e. by ensuring that they make money at service stations elsewhere in New Zealand that is charging a much higher price. Answer those questions that the public have and explain how the market works. You know, most New Zealanders own a car and buy fuel, so this is something that affects a hell of a lot of Kiwis, and they've got some genuine questions which the fuel companies need to actually provide some answers to.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. So I actually reached out this morning to some of the major petrol companies in New Zealand to get their comment on this. And in the last hour, I heard back from BP spokesperson Shelley Brady, who sent me a written statement. So Brady said, first of all, it's important to note that roughly half of the BP-branded stores operating in New Zealand are independently owned and operated by local business people who set their own retail prices and manage their own operations. As for the company-owned stores around the country, she said that although the Kiwi dollar is strong at the moment, they've actually seen some increase in the commodity price of refined products. So that's one of the reasons for the increase, and also that there are other factors that go into deciding their national price, such as taxes, shipping costs and local operating costs. So she also said, like many other retail businesses, BP will independently change their prices when and where they can to ensure competitiveness in the markets in which they operate. So she did confirm they do undertake regional discounting in parts of New Zealand like Auckland, but she didn't confirm whether this is actually the reason behind the 5 cent increase or not.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.